Hello, everyone. I hope everyone out there is enjoying their day. This is Between the Lines, where we not only will be discussing upcoming events for the Kearney County Library, but what is happening within our community in a fun and entertaining way. With that, welcome to Between the Lines. And welcome to the first episode of In Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm Richard Brookman, along with Mindy Harrison, Cecilia Enriquez, and Tammy Dickey. We are going to be the four co-hosts of this new podcast for Kearney County Library. Occasionally, we'll have guests come in and speak about different topics, but this will primarily be for library happenings and community happenings within the county of Kearney County, possibly some just a little bit outside of the county. But today's episode is mainly just to let everybody know who we are, how long we've been here, and kind of what we do here at the library. And we're going to start with the one that's been here for quite a while, but she just came on full time in probably about almost half a year ago or so. But we're going to start with Mindy. So Mindy, give us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everybody. To introduce myself, I am Mindy Harrison and work for Kearney County Library. I've been in this area for 15 years now and have worked for Kearney County Library for a total of 8 years. I started out as a substitute and have become full-time a year ago. My main priority is the big smile for the patrons and visitors as they enter and continue to acknowledge the materials they might be interested in. I am married with two sons, and to begin with, I do help process the material and coordinate story hour for 3 to 5 year olds. I continue to help with all the library programs here in the library.
And with the position with Mindy and Cecilia, one of the things that will happen is they actually alternate summer reading and story hour. So this will be Mindy's last year for story hour before she shifts to the summer reading, and as well for Cecilia with summer reading before she shifts to story hour. So it gives them a little bit of different experience, plus it gives them a break from the heavy scheduling of summer reading. That way they can recharge their batteries and work with the little kids as well as the whole community with story hour. So what else you got, Mindy? Just want to throw that tidbit in before we went too far. Anything else, or is that it?
I do appreciate and welcome for all patrons, community, any ideas that you are able to mention for these story hours and programs. We like to include everyone in our community and appreciate any ideas you are able to share.
And we'll be getting into more of the story hour in the next episode of In Between the Lines. So, Cecilia, what about you? You've been here for a couple of years now.
Yes, like you said, my name is Cecilia. Cecilia Enriquez. I work with the Kearney County Library. I have been with the library for about a year and a half now. I started as a library assistant, then moved up to the ILL department. About 10 years ago, I worked for the library for almost 2 years. Then I moved to Arkansas. I came back to Kansas and worked for the Deerfield High School. That was an experience. Then there was an opening at the library, and I took it. I was glad to take it, and I'm glad to be here. I am married with two kids, a 16-year-old girl and a 10-year-old boy. I live on a farm. I have a few animals, some calves, horses, dogs. I had cats, but I don't know if they ran away or got eaten by the coyotes.
It's wintertime, folks.
Yes. I really like this department, the ILL department. ILL stands for Interlibrary Loan. I order books for patrons that request something that we don't have in our collection. I try to get it from the surrounding libraries, but if we don't have it around the libraries. Sometimes we get it from different states, and they will send it to us from Michigan, just depending on where the people in Dodge can get it for us. I am currently in charge of the summer reading program. This is really fun. We have it during the month of June. We have contests, programs for everyone, and we read for fun. I am hoping to work for the library for many, many, many more years.
And one of the things, like I said, we'll get into the program aspect even later on for summer reading, but that's one of our biggest programs here at the library. Interlibrary loan, just to mention some of the things that's kind of happened before Cecilia took the position, but kind of unique to our little library. We've had two things actually go over to Great Britain. One was a comic book and one was a cookbook. And that kind of surprised us that even us as a little small town in southwest Kansas, our reach is around the world. And we're doing that even now, even on the podcast, it's going to be around the world. So thank you, Cecilia. And Tammy?
Hi, I'm Tammy Dickey, and I'm married to Dwayne, and I have two children and two grandsons. I started here at the library in July 1st of 1996, so I've been here longer than anybody else. I am the assistant director. I do the cataloging. I help process books. I wait on the patrons, I shelve, and I help Mindy and Cecilia with any of their programs that they need help with. And I also bring in two humanity speakers during the year that do programs at the Kearney County Senior Center. Usually we do them one in May and one in October. I don't know what else. I guess I like working here. I like seeing the people come in and use the library, and it's a fun job.
And being part of the system director, she helps me with some of my duties that I delegate down, and she is, like she said, the direct supervisor over Cecilia and Mindy, so she gets heavily involved with both story hour and summer reading, even though we try to let the two ladies have their own lead and come up with their own things. But we're all here to help each other out, but we like the person that's in charge to have the accolades if they come through, because they work hard for this and they deserve them. So if you like what they've been doing, definitely stop and mention it to them. They appreciate it, and the library appreciates it. But for me, I'm Richard Brookman. I've been here for 15 years now. I came up here from way of Oklahoma City. I was a graduate of the master's program at University of Oklahoma, and basically my area of expertise, besides general knowledge, what my best known attribute was is early on in my undergraduate that carried me through my graduate and even every year since I've been here at Avery Conference. I've spoken about graphic novels, which are basically comic books, and how they can help reluctant readers to actually develop a reading skill. And you don't even have to be a reluctant reader. You can actually enjoy them yourselves, because a lot of these are written for a teenage to upper adult area age range. But then I went into the Japanese manga at the request of quite a few of the boys about, probably 9 years ago or so. And so I started purchasing the Japanese manga and got involved with that quite a bit. And now that's probably about as popular as we have with the American comics. We've sent them out on interlibrary loan quite a bit with Cecilia. We have about, how many libraries? About eight libraries that get tubs?
Eight, and it's going to be nine.
Okay. And we basically send out roughly, I want to say, 30 to 50 titles of American, possibly Japanese titles. But then the other aspect, which has developed here, is our television series. And we send out a lot of those there. So we're one of the unique libraries in this part of Kansas where we have the Japanese material, the American comic books, the DVDs, of course, all of the libraries have, but not all of them has the extensive television series selection that we have. And that was, of course, again, by the request of patrons shown interest. And one of the other collections that's really developed is our inspirational collection since we've been here. That was also by request of patrons. So like Mindy said, if there's a suggestion you want to leave to us, we do have a suggestion box that is on our circulation desk, or you can just hand it to one of the librarians and they'll get it to me. We look at it at the board level, decide if we can use it or not. More times than not, if we can work it within the budget as a title, we try to work it in so we can have it for our patrons. We like to see the kids coming in. We appreciate them coming in from the elementary and middle school. Need to work on the high school. Maybe you guys out there can maybe steer them our direction and have a little bit more fun here. My office, if you've never been, you're more than welcome to come look at it. The little kids, I have little things that they can get when they leave and visit. Don't be afraid to visit me back here in the library. I might be busy and take a few minutes just to wrap up something, but I'll take the time to visit, and that's not a problem. Anything that you ladies think that the library's kind of done that is a little bit different than other libraries? Or
Richard, I do want to mention that as you enter our library, you will see that extensive decorating we do have for each and every holiday, each program. We separate or put together the different areas of the library, whether it's for very young, 3 to 5, at the first level, there's in their area, there is some activity games, and we do have some
board games. I know we have the board
games.
There's
board games. There's coloring pages. And us, we do take the time to try and encourage or show these children how to work with our materials. We then move up to the middle-age children that there is comfort we allow for them. Bean bags to sit and spend time with after school. We have tables and a variety of other computers that are for the preteens with permission from their families, their parents that do acknowledge that they are here. Then we have, as Mr. Brookman did mention, the big variety of comics and graphic novels that really interest all of the teens. A lot of the women really are steered towards the more recent fictional authors, usually women, but there are plenty of series, and our inspirational department is expanding so widely. We'd love to show you or introduce you to new authors as well.
And as we get going, we'll mention additional features of the library. We're just kind of visiting here in general before we wrap up. Anything else, Cecilia or Tammy? I think I forgot to mention that I do have a family.
Yeah.
I'm not a...
kids.
kids. So we've been within the community. Logan's already graduated, and April's in high school now. We've got a couple of years yet for her. So, but we're on the downhill slide of them becoming adults. So it's a new phase for our life.
New experience with teenagers for me, not for you, though.
I'd just like to mention that we, through the year, we've been doing several different programs. We had Lego Day on February 14th. We're going to do Oz Day in May, Superman Day. I can't think what else there is.
Star Wars.
We love to get together, too, with the community, Tammy.
Yep.
We dressed up for Spirit Week, both for Lakin and Deerfield.
Yes, that was fun.
You can come and see pictures of us on a trifold that we do have. We continue to try and update.
And in the scrapbook.
Facebook. Scrapbooks. Yes, our scrapbooks are right up front from the earliest days of the library to present. We have even the newspaper articles that Miss Cecilia puts together daily.
Well, yeah, I forgot about Facebook. You can try to put a lot of pictures up there. We also have our webpage.
They're all updated, if not daily, at least weekly, on the webpage and the Facebook page.
If we don't remember our names, we try to rely on the computer.
As Minnie was mentioning, the library does have a Facebook page. Just look up Kearney County Library in the search box and you'll find it. Like us, and you'll be getting posts from the library, like if we're going to be doing closings. We just had a work day this last couple of weeks. We had one, and if there's a holiday, or like Tammy said, if there's an event happening. And it's also on our webpage, which is Kearney, CoLIB.info. So you got to spell out Kearney, then CoLIB.info, and that'll take you to the webpage where we also post information. The bulk of the pictures, though, will be on Facebook, like Mindy said, and the scrapbooks are here. So if you want to check those out, and we will be, of course, doing the podcast, not weekly, probably about maybe monthly. It just depends on how much we have to tell the community.
There are portals at our website as well, if you want to get into that, Xenio.
Oh, yes, some of the programmings we'll be talking about. and probably here in the near future, we'll be hitting some of these pretty fast just to let everybody know what we have available. Cecilia's right. We have Zinnia, which is, yeah.
Magazines.
And Sunflower.
And the Sunflower is ebooks.
So, yep. So those will be, or not be, those are available to the patrons of Kearney County Library. Just come to the library. We'll tell you how to access them or give us a call. We'll try to help you over the phone, but usually it's a little easier when you're here in public. But we'll go in more depth with those two as we put out some more podcasts for the library. Tell you, it's moving our paper around. So, yeah, it's coming through.
Note to self.
Yeah, you got to be as still as you can when you have papers. That's all right. Is there anything else? Are you ready to wrap it up?
I guess we could just mention that the board for the Kearney County Library does meet on the fourth Tuesday of every month at 7 o'clock in the meeting room at the library, and those meetings are open to the public.
Yes. That they are, unless something comes up and we have to reschedule. But like Tammy said, every fourth Tuesday. So.
We are open on Tuesdays and Thursdays to make it a little more feasible for patrons to attend the library after work. We are open till 9 at night. We are also open on Saturdays from 10 to 1. Again, come in all ages and ask questions, see the library.
Browse. Relax.
Check us out.
We are a relaxed library. We don't make everybody whisper. As long as people are talking in a normal voice, laughing in a normal voice, we like to visit and have fun. So don't be scared to talk with the library staff or if there's somebody here you want to talk with. So we are one of those that is more of a leisure library than a reference library. She's been talking.
Come
That's
on,
no
Cecilia.
Problem.
Are you asleep? You haven't drank enough coffee?
I've been talking.
But I think that'll be it for this go around. We'll get more in depth as we go. Just to double mention what Mindy said, library hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 to 5. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 9. Saturday, 10 to 1. If you have a question, our phone number is 620-355-6674. And like we always say, come and visit us. We're at 101 East Prairie Street in Lakin, Kansas. Right a catty corner from the elementary school on Highway 25 going south from our 50 and 25 cross section. So we'd be glad to see you. And be sure to check us out on In Between the Lines.